Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. We thank God for each of you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, just want to ask you to take a moment and invite someone else to come on and be with us on tonight, if you will. Can you do that? Just take one moment. Just take one moment. Amen. And just invite someone to come on tonight. Amen. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. Just take a moment. Amen. We're going to give you a moment just to go in and invite someone to come and join us on tonight. Amen. 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 As we're getting our systems going here on tonight, we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you on tonight for coming in to join us. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, as we're getting our systems in place. Amen. Just bear with us as we get our systems in place to get ready for an awesome night on tonight. Glory to God. I just believe it's going to be an awesome, awesome night. Amen. Glory be to God. Just bear with us. Amen. For just a moment, again, as we get everything in place, everything locked down. Amen. Glory be to God. Bear with us here on tonight. Amen. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, people of God, for joining us on tonight. We thank God for each of you, no matter where you're listening from, whether you're here in this continental U.S. or whether you're listening from the isles of the sea, amen, Jesus, from the eastern region, the northern region, the southern region of the world. We just thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Thank you. Our report on tonight, glory to God, that we are now broadcasting in over 100 countries. Oh, my God. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Amen, Jesus. Over 100 countries. Amen. And we bless God for it. Amen. We thank God for it on tonight. Reachability. Amen. We thank God for reachability on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people, God is doing it. And only he could do it. Only he could do such a thing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Again, I want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to join us on tonight.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Up and running. Amen. As we're getting our system up and running, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Will you do that for us on tonight? Amen. Go ahead and do that for us. Amen. On tonight, if you will. Go ahead and do that for us on tonight.
Entry tones are off. Exit are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Amen. Glory to God, we're sorry to. Amen. Make your coming a part of our programming on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But sometimes, people of God, is just like that. Amen. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you, you, and you, 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 you. We thank God for you on tonight. We just thank you for tuning in. And listen, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite. Go ahead and invite someone to come and join you on tonight. Go ahead and invite them, people of God. Send out a text message or two to a couple of people and let them know that we're here. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we're live on tonight. Amen. And we would love for them to join us. Amen. Can you do that? Can you do that? Can you do that? Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to say hello, hello, hello to all of our listeners. amen, that are listening, glory to God, in other countries, wherever you're listening from. We just want to say hello. We thank God for you, and we're so grateful that you are joining us on tonight. Again, we're broadcasting in over 100 countries. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, people of God, I think it's about time for us to do another International Day of Praise. Amen, an International Day of Praise. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. Just want to give honors to my leaders on tonight. Just want to thank God for our senior apostle on tonight, Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God on tonight for our senior bishop on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, Bishop K.A. Tina, my pastor as well. We just thank God for him on tonight. Thank God for them. Thank God for the women of God that stand by their side. We just want to thank God on tonight for our founding mother, amen, Mother Carrie James, and for our late apostle S.C. James. We thank God for him on tonight, for his labor in the gospel. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for he was truly a trendsetter. He was truly blazing the trails, amen, that brought us here to this time and to this hour. And now we are merely trying to continue to advance the vision. Amen. We're advancing the vision. We're keeping it going. And we thank God again for reaching the lost at any cost. Amen. Broadcasting now in over 100 countries. So we thank God. We thank God for what he's doing. Glory to God. We thank him for truly it is his doing, people of God. And we just lift our hands and lift our hearts and we tell him thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Just want to thank God for our PNN advisors on tonight, each and every one of them. We do bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight for our prayer warriors. Bless the Lord tonight for our scripture. Time come to be with us. We thank the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Thanking God for your leaders, each and every one of your leaders. We do bless God for them on tonight. Amen. And we do pray that you had an awesome time in the presence of the Lord on today, people of God. And here we are again, coming back to go into his presence again. Amen, Jesus, to see what the Lord will say. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. Again, we thank him for each and every one of you. We want to encourage you to please, ma'am, please, sir, get your pen and paper or get your pad or get your phone so that you can take notes. Listen, take those notes. Go back over those notes. If you don't write everything that's said, just write down the scriptures so that you can go back and listen and read the scriptures. Amen. And let the word continue to minister to you. So we thank him on tonight. We thank him, glory to God, again for each and every one of you. We do bless him. Amen, Jesus. We bless him, bless him, bless him. Want to ask you again to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight in this live broadcast. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you again, people of God, and always as the order that the Lord has given to this line, we are now getting prepared to sanctify the line. Amen. But we want the word to come forth. Amen. We want on tonight, amen, there to be clarity so that we will hear the word, understand the word, live by the word, embrace the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you, people of God, to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Now listen, sanctification of the line, we're going to have by the sanctification of the line by our prayer warrior on tonight, Missionary Dorothy Fan. We thank God for her. Amen. Thank God for her commitment and her dedication. She's going to sanctify the line. And then after her, people of God, we will have our scripture reading for the evening coming through Sister Mary Holland. Amen. Glory to God. And then immediately after our scripture, amen, Jesus, we'll be turning it over to our speaker for tonight. And people of God, our speaker for tonight comes to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We thank God that he's allowed our paths to cross. But people of God, tonight she's coming to us from Banks, Alabama. Amen, Jesus, where our headquarters church is. People of God, the woman of God tonight that will be bringing forth the word will be none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Amen. She's no stranger to this line. She's no stranger to this network. But we do, again, thank God for her. Amen. For her commitment every Sunday night, every Monday night. And I tell you, people of God, she has held forth her word. She's kept her word to be here to us, to minister to us, amen, during these times, amen. So again, people of God, get your pen, your paper. Don't forget to invite someone to come to be with you tonight in the service of the Lord. And we're going to release the platform in that order, amen. God bless you, people of God. Missionary Fan, you have the platform.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up today, Lord God. We thank you, Master. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again tonight, Lord God, lifting up your name, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God. We praise you. We lift you up, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you once again to look up on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Look up on the CNN, Lord God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to look up on each and every one of us, Lord God, that come to the line on tonight, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you right now, Lord God, to, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look upon us once again, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for even any thoughts that we had, Lord God, that wasn't like you, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with. We come tonight, Lord God, just to ask you, Lord God, just to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, on this night, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power. Have your way tonight, Lord God, in each and every one of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God, every state, Lord God, every city, Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, each and every one that come to this line tonight, Lord God, we come, Lord God, looking for a word on tonight, Lord God, that we may go further and we may go higher, Lord God, in your word, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, some come looking for one thing and some come looking for another. Lord, but we all come tonight, Lord God, because we need you. And Lord God, we know that we cannot make it without you. So we come on this line tonight, Lord God, to hear further from you. We're asking you right now, Lord God, just to have your way. Let your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to, Lord God, touch hearts and touch minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Renew minds, Lord God. Renew thoughts, Lord God. Renew hearts, Lord God, on tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Deliver, set free tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever Lord God, we are going through, Lord God. We're asking you to move, Lord God, on our behalf, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you said in your word, Lord God, that you would deliver us out of all our troubles, Lord God. Not some of them, but all of them, Lord God. So what we know tonight, Lord God, whatever we're going through, that you are a deliverer, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move. Move, Lord God, by your spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to touch your mouthpiece for the night, Lord God, your servant, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to just move, Lord God, mightily, Lord God, through her in the name of Jesus. Let us have ears to hear, Lord God, what the spirit is saying unto us tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move on Mr. Bradley in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Be with the Lord God, lead and guide, continue to lead and guide the Lord God this night in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy to be praised. And tonight we say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. We lift you up high, Lord God, and we do give you the highest praise, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. And we thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, Prophetess Duncan, PNN Advisors, to the PNN Prayer Wars, and to all our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the second chapter of Titus, 11 through the 15th verse. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I have read to you the second chapter of Titus, the 11th through the 15th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Good night to each and every one of you, my Father's children. It's surely an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be back in the midst of you one more time. Glory be to God. This is the day. This is the night, wherever you are, that the Lord has made. We must rejoice and be glad
prophet
in it. Hallelujah. We
praise and prophetess. Can you give us a little volume?
For this PNN prayer line, I thank God for protocol has already been established. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. And I do agreement with that, and I do acknowledge my pastor, the co-pastor of Jerusalem, our headquarters church, Pastor Lindsay and his wife, bless his name. I thank God for Evangelist Bradley, her PNN advisors, all the prayer warriors, everybody that has made this what it is, this possible. But most of all, we got to give all the glory, all the thanks, and all the honor to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus, for if it was not for him, none of us would even be alive to give him thanks. If it was not for him, this would not be possible. And so
praise
I
and prophetess.
This time I'll acknowledge him as the head of this work, as the leader. Hallelujah, Jesus. The foundation of this work is in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. There's no other foundation to be laid on but on the name of Jesus. And so, God, I give you thanks tonight. Glory be to God. And let's get into prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight for bringing us together one more time. Glory to God. I declare tonight, oh God, that you're going to move and you're moving now. You're breathing a upon his fresh oil, God. Let, hallelujah, God, lose a fresh anointing over this line, over every nation, every city, every people on tonight. We need a refreshing from your presence. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the many-breasted ones. Hallelujah, Jesus. Without you, we have no life. You are our life. You are the sustainer, my God, tonight. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. Jesus, we thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to come together one more time, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you tonight, God. I praise your mighty name. Hallelujah, Jesus, for doing a great thing in the midst of us tonight, God, that you would continue to move, Jesus, that you would continue, God, to be with us on this night in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Okay, we thank God tonight, people of God, as we've come together, not to hear me, but before I get into that, I bind the prince of the powers of the air, and I neutralize every power that is on an assignment to interrupt and interfere with this line, with this lifeline. I bring to null and void the prince of the power of the air, and I thank God tonight for giving free access and free course for his word to go forth in clarity and understanding in the ears of his hearers, and that it may bring changes in our lives and draw us closer to him in Jesus' name. Now tonight I'm going to deal with a topic, and we are in a spiritual battle tonight, and the warfare against us has intensified. Bless his name. Glory to God tonight, and it's we're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17, which I believe is a very familiar scripture, and it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you, glory to God tonight, the whole armor, hallelujah, of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. And so we know, hallelujah, tonight, glory, help me tonight, Jesus. We are living in a time, people of God tonight, where the battle against believers in Jesus and Christianity has intensified. Tonight, God has brought us together from every nation, from wherever we are, to hear what his spirit, not what I have to say, but what his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, has to, hallelujah, to speak into our hearing tonight. There are 12 steps that I will go through to help us to understand what we are dealing with. Bless his name. To help us to be equipped for spiritual warfare. How many know tonight that the warfare for our souls, our lives, our health, our minds, and spiritual lives are being intensified. Glory to God tonight. How many can feel the attacks against you? I don't know about you, but attacks has been coming against me from all angles, bless his name. And so we got to realize the minute we cross over into a new year, Satan is going to come up with new strategies. He's going to come up with new attacks. He's coming up with unfamiliar attacks. Glory be to God. Some of you will go through some things that you have never experienced before in your life. It's because it has intensified. If you look around, evil has intensified. And so we're in a, this is not a physical thing. This is a spiritual battle. We need to know tonight, people of God, how to recognize the plans of the enemy and how to resist them. Proverbs, we talk about knowledge, being knowledgeable. Knowledge is power. Glory be to God. And the thing about it, God wants us to know. But we find that a lot of times we are lazy to study. We are lazy to read the word. And so we don't know as we should. And that's what the enemy likes. He likes when you don't know. He likes when you don't understand. The Proverbs chapter 24 and 5 says, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases his strength. And so, hallelujah, tonight, God is saying tonight unto us, the more you know, the stronger you will become. Hallelujah. Not physically, but spiritually. Because knowing deals with your mind. And so God wants us to strengthen our mind to be fully equipped to deal with the battle that's now raging and that which is to come. We have to be knowledgeable of every area in this life, to know how to live above your circumstances in the midst of difficulties, hallelujah, in the midst of chaos, in the midst of confusion and continual pressure from the enemy, to be aware, hallelujah, tonight of and consider the enemy's subtle work in our lives. We got to understand that the scriptures reveal the spiritual warfare that's occurring under our noses. Glory be to God tonight, both in obvious and subtle ways. Recognizing tonight, people of God, and resisting the enemy's plans. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. And the playground that he has us for is like we are a playground for the enemy. Playgrounds are what we need to know how to do. We need to know how to work around the way he plays. We need to understand how he moves tonight. Glory be to God, because he sees us as playground. And so God wants us to be fully equipped to understand that this is time to fight. This is not time to relax. That we're going to be blessed, but the warfare against us has not stopped, and it will not stop until Jesus comes. Thankfully, tonight, we don't have to play along with his plans and his agendas. Glory be to God, because he does have agendas, and he does have plans to come up against us. Hallelujah, to even destroy us in this hour. Because for every person on the planet and for the planet itself, there are two complete agendas. For every person on this planet tonight, for this planet itself, glory be to God, there are two major agendas. What they are, one includes death, D-E-A-T-H, and the other one includes life. Firstly, God has, hallelujah, tonight, God has a plan for every nation on this earth. In addition, he has a plan for every man, woman, and child on this planet. His plan can be contained in one word. It is called life. That's the plan of God. Bless his name tonight. By comparison, Satan has an agenda as well. His agenda can be summed up in one opposing word. What is it called? It is called debt. Hallelujah. Don't we see the spirit of debt moving upon the face of the earth? His agenda is debt. He has an intricate plan for every nation and every person, and it's to steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. That's his mean plan, his mean agenda. John chapter 10 and verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that they may have life, that you, me and I, might have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Luke 22 and 31 says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. This is his agenda. This is his plan, according to what we're hearing Jesus himself saying. 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, glory be to God, your adversary tonight, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking, glory to God, about up and down in this earth that we live in, seeking whom he may devour. Glory be to God. And he's doing a good job devouring souls, killing lives. He is doing his job. Bless his name tonight. It is increasingly easy to think the world consists of what we see in our world every day. We look at the world and we think it's the same thing that we always seeing, and completely miss the larger picture. There's an invisible battle, hallelujah, happening all around us every second of the day. Satan do not relent. He do not ease up. Every second of the day, there is a warfare going on for your soul and your life. Life and death are fiercely competing for our devotion. The life that Jesus gave us is competing for our devotion. The death sentence that Satan has sent out is competing for our devotion. Recognizing competing agendas is what we need to be, hallelujah, aware of. So this is the time, glory be to God, for both our spiritual and natural eyes and ears, glory be to God, on tonight to be open and to be, hallelujah, Jesus, and to be sensitive concerning the things that are happening in the face of the earth. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. The challenge is to recognize, people of God, tonight, the subtle way the enemy achieves his agenda in our lives. What does he do? He deceives, he lies, he corrupts, he brings shame, disgrace, division, jealousy, hatred, envy, malice, sadness, oppression, depression, low self-esteem, insecurities, fear, unbelief, and doubt. Everything that is negative is what he has in his agenda for those who are not opening their eyes to see the way he is coming up against you, coming up against everything that you stand for. Then he dangles. What he does? Dangles with temptation to you. He shows you temptation to you and me that this temptation that he does causes relationships to die. It kills relationships. It destroys marriages and ministries, friendships, break up businesses and destroy families, churches, small groups and homes. Temptations that will destroy your mind. The agenda, glory be to God, tonight of Satan is diabolical. His, hallelujah, his work is diabolical. Bless his name on tonight. We are dealing with some stuff tonight, people of God, and we've got to wake up to what is happening. The word diabolical means it's the characteristic of the devil himself, or something so evil as to be suggestive of the devil. It means he is cunning and he is crafty. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. He is devilish, fiendish, satanic. He is wicked, demonical, hellish, infernal, evil, godly, unholy, disgraceful, bad or unpleasant. And then you are poor. These are his characteristics when it comes to diabolical. That's what he is, and that's who he represents. In his creativity, he is distracting. Listen to what the devil do tonight, what he's planning on doing. He is distracting us with the obvious evils in the world. These heinous acts like sex trafficking, rapes, racism, murders, gangs, violence, wealth, riches, satanic and occultic activities, the wars, anything negative, hallelujah, by the things we go through at times, the things that we face at times, Glory be to God. It will distract us if we don't keep our minds on Jesus. Bless his name tonight. These heinous acts. God wants us to focus on what he is doing. By the things like when you think about the Holocaust, hallelujah, Jesus, by the things we go through at times, and the Holocaust are disputably the work of Satan. But what about our chronic struggles with deceit and greed and gluttony? What about that? When I thought about Holocaust, I thought about the Jews, what happened to them when they were killed by Hitler. But through studying, I found out that there are more meanings to this word. It has to do with the Second World War, Judaism, destruction or slaughter on a mass scale, especially caused by fire or nuclear war. Look at what's happening in Ukraine at this moment. This is a Holocaust taking place right now, a nuclear Holocaust. Oh, glory to God tonight. It also means cataclysm, disaster, catastrophe, destruction, devastation, demolition, annihilation, ravaging, inferno, fire, camouflaging. An extensive fire which destroys a great deal of land or property. This is the meaning, hallelujah, of Holocaust. Don't we see this happening right now? Massacre, slaughter, mass murder, butchery, my God, extermination, liquidation, genocide, ethnic cleansing. These things are happening right before our very eyes. When you look at the historical part, it's a sacrifice in which the offering was burned completely on the altar, according to history. Now, we need to know tonight how the enemy's agenda has shown up in, hallelujah, our lives on tonight. When, glory be to God, when we think about the sneaky ways, glory to God, the devil has squirmed and work his way into our lives. It's through subtle factors like arrogance. That's how he works through our lives to come in. Arrogance and pride, lies, glory be to God tonight, disobedience, rebellion, and prejudice, harm, disadvantage, damage, injuries, hurt, impairment, loss, glory be to God. When you lose things, that's how he works. Preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience. Hallelujah. This is the way the enemy is working. Bless his name tonight to cause us to be distracted. Then you have one that deals with the law that causes harm or injury that results or may result from some action or judgment. Prejudice resulting from delay in the institution or proceeding. Glory be to God tonight. Other sneaky ways the devil will squirm his way into our lives is when you have a stubborn, self-know-it-all attitude. When you get to the place, when we get to the place and we think that we know it all and nobody can teach us or tell us anything, then we're on a path to failure. We're on a path to disgrace. We got to remember no one will never know it all. So he sneaks in with these type of attitudes and ways. In his creativity, glory to God, he distracts us with the obvious evils in the world. These heinous, glory to God, yes, Lord, these heinous acts like sex trafficking, murder, bloodshed, violence, homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, hatred, racism, injustice, idolatry, witchcraft, lies, robberies, suicide, gangs, lawlessness, paganism, occultism, Satanism, haters of God and Christians, idol worshippers are indisputably the work of Satan he uses to distract us. But what about our chronic struggles with deceit and greed, gluttony? Because we have a lot of people, including Christians, that are dealing with the spirit of deceit and greed, which is gluttony. A lot of people are struggling with the spirit. How the enemy's agenda has shown up in our lives. Many in the body of Christ are still struggling with the spirit these things we need to know and be aware of, that it's time to do warfare. It's time to get up and fight. When I think about the sneaky ways the devil has done it, listen here, we got to know that it's time to get up and tell the devil, I recognize what you're doing, hallelujah, Jesus, and I'm not giving in to what you're doing, glory be to God, and we have to know, people, that God is on our side. Satan uses small laps to plant seed of doubt, wrath, and anger, which are his favorite playground. That's what he does. When he can get you to doubt, when he could get you to be in fear, when he could bring you into this place where you are angry, which turns into wrath, then he knows that he has you. These are his favorite playground to distract us. Hallelujah. Thankfully, we don't have to play. Glory be to God. Why? Glory to God on tonight. Why? Because God has given us everything we need tonight to overcome the enemy's scheme. Hallelujah, Jesus, and become conquerors. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. Bless his name on tonight. He's provided examples of spiritual warfare, hallelujah, tonight within the scriptures as a reference for us, and he has given us his wisdom and armor to combat temptation. Glory be to God tonight. As we read in Ephesians, it talks about the whole armor of God from 10 to 17. Glory be to God on tonight. God has given us everything we need to overcome the enemy's scheme and become conquerors. Hallelujah tonight. Warfare, spiritual warfare within the scriptures are a reference for us, and he's given us his wisdom. And so God is saying, use what I give you. And so the 12 powerful scriptures, or the 12 powerful things that I'm going to go through tonight, that will help us to understand and help us be able to recognize and to be better at warfare. The first thing that we're going to deal with is Satan's strategy. His strategy is to destroy through intimidation and isolation. Glory be to God on tonight. Satan's strategy and plans, glory to God, are to cause you to come into, hallelujah tonight, a place of loneliness and distraction. Hallelujah. He knows that isolation will put you in a position, glory to God, where he can speak to your mind. Hallelujah. He sends forces at you to intimidate you and cause you to be in fear. Hallelujah. If you look at the scriptures with the demoniac that was living in a cave, he was isolated, bound and chained, and was out of his mind. If you look at Luke chapter 8 and verse 26 to 33, it says, and they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, they met him out of a city, a certain man which had devils, not just one devil, but devils a long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode or live in any house, but in the tombs where the dead people was. That's where he lived. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fear. And so if you look at that man, where the devil sent him, where there was no life, where there was the dead. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. And that's how Satan works. He wants to pull you by yourself, isolate you to speak to your mind, and you find yourself in a dead, dry up position with no spiritual life. Even your physical life will feel like it's draining out of you. And if you look at the lexicon And because he, when you, the Bible says he was bound with fetters. What is a fetter? That means he was shackled at the feet. Glory be to God. But the Bible said he had so much demons, he was able to break the shackles. He was able to break the chains that they had him tied with. Verse 30 says, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, legions, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into the swine. And he suffered. And then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the lake. And they were dead. They were choked. So Jesus came across a man, people of God, tonight, hallelujah, while traveling on his mission work, which had devils, what, a long time. This man was in a horrible condition when Jesus came across him. Let's look at the condition of this man. He wear no clothes. He did not live in a house. He lived in tombs. He was in isolation. He was kept bound with chains and fetters. He was a prisoner for Satan. When you see, oh, glory to God, when I was looking at this and God brought the word prison to me, this man was a prisoner in the camp of Satan. And many of us in the body of Christ and outside of the body are in a prison right now belonging to Satan. And God wants to set us free. He was driven into the wilderness by the devil. What did the devil do? Took him away from his family. Took him away from his friend and caused him to be deserted. He was violent. He was out of his mind. And you could tell the violence that was dealing with him because they went into these pigs that was feeding and the pigs drowned. That these demons actually killed this pig. But this man, God had him preserved for a reason. God kept him for a reason because he should have been dead with the amount of demons that he had inside of him. He was mentally trapped, all messed right up in his mind. This is the plan of Satan. He knows once, glory to God tonight, people of God, hear God. Satan knows, what. Hallelujah, once your mind is messed up, you are no good to yourself and to no one else. Our minds is Satan's battlefield. In spite of his condition, look at what happened. When he saw, glory to God, when he saw Jesus, everything changed. Hallelujah. The devils in him had to bow before, hallelujah, Jesus. The devils in him had to confess Jesus, hallelujah, who is Almighty God. The devils in him had to worship, because when you get in the position where you on your knees, you are worshiping. They had to confess. Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11 says, wherefore, God had highly exalted him, who? Jesus, and given him a name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, glory be to God, every knee should bow, every demonic knee, every satanic knee, every occultic power got to bow. Hallelujah, Jesus, the gates of hell must bow. Sickness has got to bow. Disease has got to bow. I don't care what it is. God says, got to bow. When you call on the name of Jesus, he said, everything got to bow that is in the heavens and things that are in the earth and things that are under the earth. Got to bow when you call on the name of Jesus, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And how is that? To the glory of God the Father. Bless your name tonight, God. We give you praise for your word. He fell down and cried with a loud voice. He fell down into a place of humility and worship and reverence before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said, what have I to do with thee? The devils in him had to acknowledge that Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, was my God. God Almighty was Lord. The demons cried out. telling him to leave them alone and not to torment them. They tormented, glory be to God, they tormented this man for all, most of his life, yet they were crying out for mercy. Can you imagine on tonight a devil tormenting you, and when it's time for that devil to be dealt with, he's crying out for mercy. God, we ain't talking about people tonight. We're talking about some demonic forces on tonight that's troubling your life, that is troubling the church of the living God. They had this man all tied right up, restricted, chained, but yet these devils were asking, can you imagine? I can't even imagine something you doing me, you trying to kill me, but it's your time to feel the weight of Jesus' power, and you're now asking me for mercy or asking him for mercy. This is the worst place. If you find yourself in this position, you can find yourself being alone, the worst place tonight. Those of you who feel like you don't need nobody, I don't want to be around nobody, I'm tired of people, the worst place you can find yourself is being alone, away from help, away from connections. Sometimes we feel like we don't need no one. We don't need no help. But we've got to watch how the enemy tonight, glory be to God, will push us in a corner to isolate, hallelujah, Jesus, to isolate us, glory to God, to bring us into a loneliness or a place of loneliness and bondage. This is the season God said, and this is the time God is telling us to come together. We are better and we are stronger together. Unity is strength. He desires for us to be one, glory to God, even as he and the Father are one. This isolation and separation is to bring division in the body of Christ. Glory be to God. Satan's kingdom is not divided. Satan, don't they work together. The witches and the warlocks work together, and the church is divided and fighting and bickering and hatred and jealousy. But this is what the enemy wants. He is, this isolation and separation is to bring division in the body of Christ and families, in marriages, in the nation, with racism and hatred, all the evil that is displayed now. That's his plan, to bring division. Whenever a person find himself not wanting to be, to be bothered or waiting to be around people or wanting to be around people, then you must know that you're in a serious position. Then we need to be careful, because that's a spirit, a demonic force assigned to you so the devil can deal with you. Loneliness is a demonic force tonight assigned to destroy your mind and emotions, people of God, to break you down psychologically, physically, mentally, and emotionally. The only time we should find ourselves wanting to be alone is when we're dealing with God, seeking him, spending time in prayer or in his word. Or your spouse, if you are married today, or just need time to get away for a minute. But it is not the desire of God for us to be isolated from each other. Concerning marriage, he said it is not good, hallelujah, for a man to be alone. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together tonight with the believers, as the manner of some is. And you can find that in Hebrews chapter 10. Bless the name of Jesus tonight, 22 to 26. Bless his name. He said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts tonight sprinkled from evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much more as ye see the day approaching. Which day he's talking about? He's talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus. For if we willfully sin after we have received the knowledge, see, we're talking about the knowledge, it says, of the truth, and this is verse 26, there remaineth no more sacrifice for your sin. And so if you have received knowledge and you willfully go out there and sin, the Bible says there's no more sacrifice for your sin. He said if two stand in agreement, he will move. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10 and 25 says unto us tonight that not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. God is speaking to us Hallelujah, Jesus, an emphasis is added that the day is approaching. The day of the Lord Jesus Christ is fast approaching, and Satan knows this, and so his thing is to bring the vision. The gospel continues to spread to every corner of the earth. Do not forsake the assembling of yourself. Looks different than it used to be back then, yet it is still necessary. A lot of people think they can just stay at home and watch television, watch church on television. Hallelujah. Many be at service, but they are not a part of the church, which is the people. So people can go to church, but you're so divided and your mind is so messed up, you are not. You are just there taking up space, but you are literally not a part of the church, at which is God's people, and they think that they are on their way to heaven. God does not change his word to please anyone. If he said, don't forsake the assemblings of yourself together, then that's exactly what he means. Why is assembly necessary? Paul says it in the verse. Much more, so as you see the day approaching, the day. Listen to this, people of God. We are to apply this verse even more so as his return draws near. Assembling happens not only in churches, but also in church houses, in small group settings, and gatherings with other believers. There is wisdom and a warning in God's word for us to gather together. More so as you see him ready to come, his day approaching. It is critical we do not forsake assembly together, and God is emphasizing this. As we further into that, we got to get this, we got to get it, because there is a lot of division. There will be a spiritual force that will resist the saints' assembly. These forces are out. And they're fighting against the church right now, and we need to take this as a warning. When you see so much coming up against Christianity and God's people, these are spiritual forces that are released upon the face of the earth. There are a number of reasons to assemble or meet together. We are stronger, one, and we are better together. There is power in agreement. Not giving up meeting together, hallelujah, tonight, as some are in the habit of doing. And so God is saying tonight, he wants us to be on one accord. This is time to synergize and come on one accord. Can't we see the signs all around us, people of God, tonight? This is possibly the biggest reason we are not to forsake assembly, because of what is going on. Our celestial intercessor, Apostle S.A. James, before he transitioned, tell us we are stronger and we are better together. 1 Peter 5 and 8 reminds us to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, he's up, he's walking about like a roaring lion. He's seeking souls he may devour. What is the meaning of not forsaking ourselves together? Hallelujah. It means, hallelujah, tonight that he's saying to us in special meetings, in special worship, even when you come together to pray, even when you come together to worship, hallelujah, Jesus, God is saying don't forsake it. Don't exclude it. Find yourself wanting to be, hallelujah, in this type of setting. When you come together, when there is teaching going on, hearing and studying the word, the spiritual reality and need. It's God is saying to us tonight, we need each other like we've never needed each other before. It is a call to be empowered by God and to do, my God, live our lives together as one. That's what he's saying tonight. Hebrews chapter 10 and 25 tells us, don't forsake ourselves. Look at what is going on, people of God. Look at it. We see living proof. We see God moving in dynamic ways. Hallelujah. When we are unified, God will move in a dynamic way. When we can come together, we have the same mindset. with, my God, unity will manifest the love of God to those around us. It caused them to want to serve God and know God as we serve Him. When God could get us together and show love to each other and support each other and to be there for one another, when the world can look at us and see that type of unity and see that type of love, they would want to know the God that we serve. They would want to be a part of the church. The church is empty. Pews are empty because of attitudes, because the way we treat each other, the way we show love. You find more love in the world. They come together, share their alcohol, share their cigarettes. What are we doing as the people of God? Hebrews 10 and 24 says, consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And verse 25 mentions exhorting one another. God wants us to do His will. Stirring up love. The word for stirring up means to incite or provoke in the best sense. To incite or provoke others in love does not mean loving somebody just happens. Instead, we are to intentionally love those who aren't always lovable. You hear God tonight? We are to encourage them to grow in their faith journey and work out their salvation. As Philippians 2, 12 to 13 says, you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. The second point in this is that the stage, this is the state or action of producing fruit. Don't give up on a person until changes take place. And so God wants us to be there for our brothers and sisters, exhorting them. Exhorting means to strongly encourage them. God is saying encourage them. Even though they're getting you, you feel like they're wearing you out. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on the backsliders. Don't give up on your children that probably don't want to serve God. We should always be ready and willing to reach out, glory be to God, to someone who is struggling no matter how much time they may fall. The Bible says a just man may fall seven times. Hallelujah. But God will lift him up. It also says if your brother sin against you 77 times in one day, hallelujah, forgive. And so we got to walk in forgiveness. We got to walk in love. Because if we don't, it will bring division. It will bring all kind of things and all kind of attitude. Paul is telling us in Hebrews chapter 13 and 3, remember them that are in bonds. They are bound as with them. As them that we will suffer with them. He said we must suffer with them and think of ourselves in their shoe. So Paul is telling us here to reach out no matter how hard it gets. He's talking about those in the body of Christ. We represent God and we represent each other. The problem is sometimes we give up too easy on a person because we feel like there is no hope for them. We can see how assembling is God's instruction for divine protection. People of God, when we isolate and don't strongly encourage each other in our faith journey, our hearts are at risk of hardening. In short, Paul is writing to inform the church, do not forsake the assembling so they are empowered to be the church. That's the only way we are going to be empowered. That's the only way we're going to make changes, hallelujah, in this earth. The dangers of not assembling together, that's 3.3. Discouragement, doubt, and depression sets in. That's the danger of not coming together. Forsaking fellowship gives place to discouragement, doubt, and depression. They multiply in isolation. Doubt, depression, discouragement gives way to, they multiply when you isolate yourself. When there is no fellowship, there is no stirring up of love or exhorting one another. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. And so God is speaking to us. In Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12, it says, two are better than one because they have a good a reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift him up. But woe to him who is alone. That's a warning. Woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one, hallelujah, glory to God, though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord cannot easily be broken. And if you watch how people gang up on people, hallelujah, if you see a gang against one person, they will kill that person. And so God is telling us tonight that there is unity and strength in numbers. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Matthew chapter 18, 19 to 20, it talks about two of us shall, if we agree of anything in this earth, touching it, it shall be done in heaven. He said his desires is for us to be one. John chapter 17, 20 to 22, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world, listen to this tonight, this is John chapter 17, 21 to 22, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I, hallelujah, in thee, glory to God, that they also may be one in us, hallelujah, that the world, listen tonight, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou hast given to me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. And so God is saying tonight, it's for the world to know, hallelujah, who Jesus is. It's for the world to understand that we serve a God that is real. It's for the world to know that we are unified tonight. When the world look at us, they shake their head because they see what is going on. And we got to understand it's the plan of the enemy. It's the enemy's agenda. Isolation is a form of bondage. This demoniac had legions living on the inside of him. Glory to God. And guess what? A legion is a body of soldiers whose numbers differ at different times. And in the time of Augustus, seems to have consisted of 6,826 men. Example again, 6,100 foot soldiers. This how much demons that man had in him. Over 6,000 demons. Can you imagine? Whenever Satan gets you alone by yourself, anything can happen. Hallelujah. Your mind can go on a lot of things they should not be on. When you look, hallelujah, tonight, glory to God. When you look at the story of this man, he was restricted and in bondage, lonely, deserted, forsaken, restrained, out of his mind. He was suffering. Yes, we will go through suffering, but God has a purpose through suffering. It is to strengthen us. Whenever you find yourself suffering, it's not the devil all the time. Sometimes God would allow things. Look at Job. He went through some suffering, but at the end of it, he received more and he was stronger than he was. It is to prepare us for the warfare that's ahead. People.
Praise God. Praise God, people of God. Looks like we lost our speaker here. Looks like we lost. Looks like we lost our speaker. Just want to give her a moment to get back on here. We are trying to work it out. We're trying to get this issue resolved. People of God, if you just hold on with us a moment, definitely be praying. Definitely be praying. Amen, amen. Not sure what's going on. Amen. Amen. Prophetess. Amen. Just trying to
can you hear me now?
I won't hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Which part did I drop? Point did I drop that I'm off the line?
Which part?
Uh-huh. Again, are you breaking up?
We're seeing your phone now.
Pardon me?
Number. We are seeing your positive number.
Huh? You're breaking up real bad.
We can hear you.
Okay, can you remember the point? Because I don't know where. You can know. You know which point I dropped off. Okay. Okay. But you can hear me clearly now. Bless his name. The devil is a liar tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
And so tonight, people of God, we're facing a defeated foe. The Bible said, having spoiled principalities and powers, God made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them. And so put up with anyone pressuring you in details of diet. Let me go back down some more. I don't even know where I stopped. The devil is a liar tonight. Bless his name. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The context of the passage is entirely spiritual, not political. So Paul's meaning has nothing to do with shame toward earthly kings or leaders. I know many of us, when we hear or see people in leadership or any person come up against us, we use the verse to fight against them. And not realize the enemy, which is Satan, is what we are dealing with and who are we are dealing with. Paul is speaking about the power of Jesus over the forces of spiritual darkness. Rulers and authorities are terms used for spiritual entities. Bless his name tonight. God wants us to have wisdom concerning principalities and powers that are operating in heavenly places, not in people, because people are not our enemy. Here in this verse, God is plainly showing us that every authority, angels and powers are subjected to Jesus, which means there is a power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus to destroy any demonic force, whether it is sickness, diseases, pain, problems, situations, and circumstances. Bless his name tonight. No matter what it is, God is telling us tonight that we have the power to deal with it. And the battle has already been won. We just need to believe and act like we do and exercise the authority that God has given us. And so we know tonight God is saying it's going to take the anointing. How did Jesus disarm and openly shame spiritual authorities? According to Paul, by triumphing over them in Christ. Who is Christ? The anointed.
did one. And so God is saying tonight is going to take the anointing to destroy these forces that are sent against us. The anointing needs to be intensified in our lives that never be. If you don't have that anointing, you're going to be beaten by the enemy. It's going to take more than what we are dealing with now to deal with these forces. And that can only happen when we spend time. The anointing can only come when we're spending more time fasting and praying, studying and reading the word of God. Jesus and Moses was fully prepared to deal with the devil because they spent some intimate time with God. Having a lifestyle of praise and worship, live in the secret place, living in it will fully equip us to fight spiritual warfare. It is Christ, the anointed one, and the power that brings victory over spiritual evil. Which means we have to fully believe and trust that what God says in his word, he will do it. God will always give us the power to resist the schemes of the enemy if we choose to let him do it. No temptation in this earth has overtaken any one of us, except what is common to mankind. God said, I am faithful that I'm not going to allow you to be tempted about which you are able to deal with. He's going to give you the strength. Good and evil are realities, people of God, tonight, no matter what it is. In the temptation of Jesus Christ, this wasn't just some entity confronting Jesus in this passage of scripture. It's Jesus and Satan face to face. Then Jesus was led, the scripture said, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And so Jesus said, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And so sometimes you may be led. God may lead you into a place to see how strong you are. God may lead you to a place where you may be confronted with demons and devils. But how are you going to stand if you have not the word of God? How are you going to stand if you are not anointed? You got to be fully equipped. As long as we are living, we will be dealing with good and evil. But God told us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. 7, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Listen to God tonight. It's not the weapon of the world. The weapon we fight with are divine powers to demolish strongholds. In this fight, God is speaking to us to do something. We need to know that we have weapons. In Ephesians chapter 6, he let us know that what those weapons are. Bless his name tonight. And so he's saying you have an armor. You have on the breastplate. Your loins is girded about with truth. Your feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You have, he said, take the shield of faith that you may be able to quench the fiery darts. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. So we have an armor. The loins is your hip. He said you're protected, even your hip. The lower part of your body is protected with the breastplate of righteousness. And so God has given you what you need. A breastplate is a corset consisting of two parts and protecting the body on both sides from the neck to the middle of section of your body. And so God said, this is what I've given you. So in a broad sense, state of him who is as he ought to be, righteousness, the condition which is acceptable to God. The doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain a state approved of God is integrity, virtue, purity of life, rightness, correctness of thinking, feeling, and acting. And so God is saying to us, come up higher. He wants to use you. He wants us to be fully equipped to fight the things that seem to be defeating us. He's showing us. He's saying, put on your shoes, which means be ready to carry. When you have the gospel of peace on your feet, he said, put on your shoes, which means be ready to carry this gospel to everywhere he sends you. He said, take the shield of faith, which is your protection. Faith here means conviction of the truth of anything or belief. The character of one who can be relied on. We have the helmet of salvation. Your head needs protected. And so God said, you are fully protected. Don't be afraid. you these tools, stand up and fight. Stop letting the enemy defeat you with sicknesses and disease. You fight in a warfare. You got to get up. You can't just lie down and say, oh, I'm sick. When you say, I'm sick, or I have this, or you own these things, then you're giving the devil an advantage over you. Anytime you say, I have it, the Bible says, whatsoever you say you have, it's going to be yours. It's going to take your faith to overcome everything that is happening in this world, to have victory over Satan and his works in this hour. God has given us solutions to deal with these invisible wars, fighting against people. They are not our problems, people of God. I said that before, and I will reiterate it. People are not our problem. Talking to people and they're not changing means we have to fight. And so, God, this thing is so serious because a lot of us, we may be relaxed and we may think that nothing is happening, but the battle against us is fierce. The powers against us is fierce. Spiritual weakness in high places against us is fierce. Rules of the darkness of this world has intensified against us. It's fierce. If we're going to beat the devil, we need to have a plan, have strategies. We need to study who we are fighting. Satan is strategic. He is strategic in his plan. He's the prince over regions. Principality means he's the prince over regions. Principalities are demons that are ranked. The same way God and God's structure, his authority in his kingdom, is the same way Satan replicates his kingdom because he was in heaven. He got kicked out of heaven and took what he learned from God and used it to build his own kingdom. Hell and demons has ranks and order. Hallelujah. There are low-level demons that we spend time fighting against, millions of them. So you find yourself being tired and worn out in this hour. We cannot spend time fighting against low-level demons. We have to come up higher. God is saying, come up higher and war against high-ranking demons. What are these lead demons? There are three lead demons. Immorality is one of them. Immoral purity, which deals with immoral sexual behaviors, lusting, idolatry, pornography, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, fornication. Until we deal with the immoral impurity, which is operated by little demons, we will continue to fall. We have to deal with the generals. Number two, bitterness. Hebrews chapter 12 deals with bitterness. Bitterness will cause you to hate people. Bless his name tonight, who have hurt you. Glory be to God tonight, who you don't want to be around them. These are little demons sent to tempt you. If you do not deal with the demons called bitterness, it will bring trouble in your life. It makes you not want to be around that person. And if you have not and will not forgive that person, you have opened up an avenue for demons to torment your life. Temporal values. When you have made things more important, these are temporal values. When we have made things more important to us, when our lives' value are taken over by possessions, properties, monies, any material things that have our attention more than God, and spiritual things, many people, we're dealing with some forces. Many people have temporal values. Their values are driven by things that do not last. They have no values for the things that are eternal. Their focus are on temporal values. These three things are the lead demons that are released right now that are taking hold of our minds. Principalities, they are demons that are ranked in order. They are ranked in groups according to what their purposes are. And I'm almost done. There are certain spirits that hang together. If you are addicted to something, there is an external behavior that will take place. God gave us authority over demons to trample down on them, to destroy them. We have power over all the powers of the enemy. And so God is saying tonight, get up and fight. If we learn to come together, we can win. And so that's the problem. That's why Satan tried to keep us divided. He said, we can come together, we can win. God wants us to have accountability. Satan wants us to stay alone so he can defeat us. He wants us to separate ourselves. so he can send demons of division. He don't want you to share what you're going through, so he wants you to keep it a secret so he can defeat you. He will have you handcuffed. He will put a hook in you. And that's how we need people to partner with. No man is an island. You can't do it by yourself. So God is saying you need someone. You need someone to talk to. You need a prayer partner. You need someone to stand in agreement with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. The demons of pride will not let you talk or share with anyone so that you will be continued in that depression, that discouraging place. You will stay in bondage, and they want you to continue to be tormented. And so God is saying, come out of it. Find someone who you can trust. Find someone who you know walking upright before the Lord. Hallelujah. That you can trust and that can have your back. Come out. We must know and understand that Satan is powerful. The majority of people in the world bondage because of him right now. Look at how many people are lost. Look how many people are just lost today. It shows that he is powerful. Jesus is letting us know exactly what Satan is up to steal, kill, and destroy. He's telling us, I have a solution for you. That's God is saying, I have a solution for you tonight so that you may have eternal life and to live life here and have it to the full. We have to remember tonight, people of God, and keep hallelujah in our minds that Satan is a thief. His agenda is to kill you, to steal everything you have, and eventually destroy everything that you possess in your life. Your family, your marriage, your ministry, your kids, your dreams, your goals, whatever your plans are, he is out to destroy that. And he is not relenting. He's not giving up. As we look around and see this massive destruction and violence and bloodshed, the evil that is happening in this earth, we must be watchful for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And so God is saying tonight, we need to wake up because that's where the enemy is pulling such tricks. God is telling us this is a time to be strategic. When you pray specific prayers. When you pray, he said, with all kinds of prayer and supplication, whatever it is, God says, make your request known. He said that we have to pray in the Spirit, which means the Holy Ghost. That means you have to have the Holy Ghost to be able to pray effective prayers. Hallelujah. Finally, let me share this with you, and then I'm finished tonight. Don't fall into any error. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall, into the snare and trap of the devil. One is to disbelieve in the existence. Other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in demons. They are themselves are equally pleased by both error and hail a materialistic or magician with the same delight. And so what it's saying, there are people who believe in the existence of devil, and there are some people who don't believe in the existence of demonic forces or devils. And so not everything that happens is demonic. Sometimes it's the choices we make. And so we need to be discerning and live soberly in awareness about what is happening around us and consider the enemy's certain work in our life. Why do you think you experience a wave of depression every time you decide you want to get back into studying the Bible and communing with God? Or you're working hard on your relationships, but suddenly there's more strife than ever before. Do you see tonight, people of God, as I conclude this, do you see what's happening behind the scenes? When you choose to join a small group and then the first night someone says something offensive, or insensitive that hurts your feeling, causing you want to stay away. There's undoubtedly an enemy of your soul that wants you to be separated. He wants you to be alone. He don't want you to be around anybody. Why? So that he can deal with you. And so God is saying tonight that we need to avoid this type of demonic forces, people of God. We need to be equipped for the battle. Prepare yourself to recognize the subtle work of the devil and resist resist creative agendas. God is talking to us tonight, and we need to listen. Listen, people of God. We can't take it lightly anymore. We can't take it slightly anymore. We can't play church anymore. We've got to come up higher in this hour. We've got to be more prayerful. We've got to be more watchful. We've got to be more upright in the sight of the Lord. Glory to Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. I'm so sorry that I got cut off. I don't know how much of it that you didn't hear. But tonight we're dealing with satanic forces that has been sent at the church, especially at us in this last hour. And so God is saying to avoid this and to defeat this, come together. Unify. Synergize. Come, let our minds be one as they are one. That's the only way we are going to defeat this devil that is coming up against us, people of God. From every nation, we may be from every nation, speak different languages, different complexion, whatever, but we are one in the body of Christ. And God has sent, hallelujah, tonight. God has sent a word tonight to us to let us know it is time to get it right. It is time to come together. It is time to love each other. It's time. Time is winding on. It is time tonight. Glory be to God. Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you, God, for the spirit of unity. I thank you for the spirit of synergy. I thank you, God, that we are better together. I pray tonight, oh God, that something that was said, oh God, to stir up in our spirit, something that was said to give us that boost tonight, God, to come together. We bind every spirit of division and schism and ism. We bind the forces that cause us to think that we don't need each other, to think that we need to be alone. We come against the will of the enemy and the plan of Satan to keep us divided. We go into this church and we go into that church and we don't want to fellowship. The devil is a liar. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we are one. Hallelujah, in the spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We thank you tonight for the spirit, God, of unity. We declare it. We call it into existence. We thank you, Lord God, for neutralizing the spirit of division, for neutralizing every power that is sent, for neutralizing and dismantling and destroying every yoke, God, of bondage, every yoke of loneliness, every yoke of separation, every yoke of isolation. We pull you down now in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of sickness tonight. Woo! We thank you, Lord, that we may hide your word in our hearts, that we may not sin against you, God, but strengthen us, God, as one body. In Jesus' mighty name. And we will take this time, oh God, to say thank you and praise you and glorify you tonight in Jesus' name. I am done tonight, people of God. And we've heard the word of God coming together, no matter where we're from, no matter what language we speak, what who we are, God said, come together. Hallelujah, Jesus. And a lot of times we find ourselves fighting in the body of Christ. Something would make us war against each other. And God is saying now it's time to not do warfare against each other, but find out the guilty culprit is Satan and demonic force. So when somebody come against you and you see it, you gotta be sensitive in the spirit to know that, hey, I need to shut this down and go away and pray and let God fight the battle. Tonight, if you desire prayer, if you're dealing with some issue, and that's why this prayer line was created. It's not just to come in here, but this prayer line was created if you need somebody to touch and agree with you. This prayer line God created, if you're going through something and you need some of the saints, like he said, we're better together. We need each other. And so the prayer of the righteous will avail much. And God is saying, come together. Make your request be made known. And we're here to pray with you. We're here to stand in agreement with you. And the word has gone forth. I've done my part. Now it's time for God to do his part. And so the line is open, star 6, if you need prayer. If not, may God bless you tonight, and may his word rest in you, in Jesus' name.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The enemy's at war tonight. Oh, listen.
Yeah. The blood of Jesus. Well, the blood of Jesus.
It's the worst I've ever heard this line.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Oh,
people of God, we're so sorry. I don't know if you can hear me, but we're so sorry for all the interruptions.
Yes, we can hear
you. The enemy. Anytime you deal with spiritual warfare, you got to be prayerful because he will interrupt the line.
Father,
pardon?
Okay, do we lose you again? Is you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You can go on here, Prophet.
Okay. Tonight, I'm done with what God is saying. I just hope they got a lot of what was being said tonight, because we know that the devil is a liar. And
yes.
I was encouraging the people to just be strong. Be strong and know that your fight is not each other. If we are not fighting each other. God is wants us to be aware of who we're dealing with, and that is demonic forces and Satan. So when we see things start to go out of whack, when we feel like we're getting in a place where we want to be alone, we don't want to be bothered, we want to be isolated, then we have to realize that it's a demonic force trying to pull you to yourself so that he can deal with your mind. And so this is the hour God is saying, synergize, come together. Find someone that you could pray with. Find a prayer partner. Find someone that you could stand in agreement with. Learn to trust someone. Ask God for the right connection. Because when you stand by yourself, you can literally go out of your mind. And that's what the enemy wants. Like that demoniac that was in the cave, he was out of his mind. And so when you find you're dealing with mind battles, God is saying, find someone that you can pray with. Find someone that you can trust. Find someone that can stand in agreement. And I was telling them this, what the prayer line is about. PNN is a prayer line that is made not just to come and hear the word of God, but a place where prayer go up for faith. Prayer go up. Request to be made known. And that's what he wanted to do. Make your request to be made known, whatever the situation. And I believe if we stand in agreement, things will begin to turn around. Things will work in your favor. So God wants us to stand in agreement and help each other through prayer, through showing love. Doesn't matter where we're from, what language we speak. It's all about God's love. And so tonight, I know that we deal with a lot of issues. The line is open. You can press *6. If you're dealing with something, you feel like you're being defeated, you feel like you can't make it, you feel like this demoniac, like you're in a place of isolation, you feel like you can't make it, that's what the prayer line is for. We're here to stand in agreement with you and believing for God to just move on your behalf. I don't care what it is tonight. There is nothing impossible that God cannot fix. Tonight. And so if you have an issue and if you just want prayer for strength, you may press *6 and come over. The word of God has gone forth. And if you're okay with the word, that's fine too. Then you may come on over if you want us to pray with you tonight.
Amen. Just press star six, people of God, if you would like prayer on tonight, just press star six and come up with the broadcast. All right. Anyone on the platform tonight? I believe you're there.
Yes, yes, you're breaking up. I couldn't hear what you were saying. What were you saying?
Go on, yeah. We don't see anybody on the platform for prayer.
Tonight we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight for what he has spoken in our hearing tonight. And I pray that we take heed to what God has spoken to us. And remember, people of God, whenever Satan gets you alone by yourself, anything can happen. Your mind can go on a lot of things it should not be on. When you look at this, at what was happening here in the Word of God, the man, he was in bondage, lonely, deserted, forsaken, restrained, out of his mind. He was literally suffering. And that's the whole plan of Satan, to bring us in the place where we feel like we're suffering. And God is saying it's time now. He's preparing us for the warfare that's ahead. He wants us to be prepared for what is coming upon the face of the earth. This is only the beginning of sorrow. This is only the beginning of what we see. And so this is the time now we're going to have to do more praying, more fasting. We're going to have to look about the air, Lord God, yes, Lord, we're going to have to show love. We're going to have to love even those who don't love us, because it's all about the kingdom of God. It's not about us, how we feel, what we think. It's about God himself. And so he said, I've given you what you need to make it and to be able to fight. And that is what my word. The word is a weapon. Use it. Because we are in a spiritual battle for our souls tonight. And so I thank God tonight for the opportunity. And then once again, I apologize for the line. I mean, anytime you're going to do something and deal with topics like this, you can expect a fight. That's why it's good to have people praying while you're ministering, things like this. People that are sensitive to pray, because things like this will happen. But I thank God tonight for this opportunity. I thank God for Evangelist Bradley, the PNN advisors and prayer warriors. And I thank God for every one of you from every nation that took the time out to listen to what God was saying tonight. I thank God for you in a special way. And I pray tonight, people, that you don't let this message fall on deaf ear. Don't let it fly through, because this is serious. And we're living in serious times, and God wants us to be ready. He wants his coming is soon, and he wants us to be able to stand. Said what he's done, and I leave from this line, but not from. Let us stay connected to the presence of God. Let us not just leave and forget. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise tonight for every word that has been spoken, God. We want to thank you tonight, God, for the ears of the listeners, oh God, and for those who patiently stood to hear what you have to say. I want to thank you tonight, oh God, for finding me worthy enough, God, to come to this people, this great nation, oh God. I want to thank you tonight, oh God, that your word will not fall on our ear and deaf ears, but it would resonate in our spirits, that your word, God, would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father God, that you would send angels, ministering angels, fully clothed in the whole armor of God tonight to cover your people, God, against any attack, any backlash, any spirit of retaliation. We release the blood of Jesus tonight over this line. The blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction tonight. Over every home, every vehicle. Hallelujah, Jesus, in their workplaces. Hallelujah, in their businesses. In their marriages, oh God, in their family, in their ministries, we release the blood of Jesus along the highway, God, to protect each and every one from accidents and incidents, from sickness and diseases, oh God. We release the blood of Jesus over our minds from the attack of the enemy. We release the blood of Jesus over our bodies, hallelujah, from the attack of the enemy to sicknesses and diseases. We declare that the blood of Jesus runs through our veins and our arteries to protect us, oh God. From the plans of the enemy, we bind, God, the prince of powers and powers and ruling spirits, oh God, regional spirits that has been sent, diabolical forces that has been sent at these people tonight. We block it with the blood of Jesus, and we ask you to hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Let no weapon that is formed against us tonight prosper. And every tongue that is rising up or that will rise up against us in judgment, we declare, is defeated now. Now, God, as we leave this place, but not your presence, go before us. Make every crooked path straight. Make every rough road smooth. Make a highway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In the name of Jesus, bring divine healing to us, every nation. Until we meet again, may the Lord go with you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you again on tonight. People of God, we do apologize for the interruption. Amen. Thank God, people of God, that we're yet going forward. Amen. We shall not be defeated. Glory to God, Jesus. All right. Amen, Jesus. He rose again, and he now has all power in his hand. Amen. So because he lived, we live. Amen. So we again bless the Lord tonight. We glorify him. Thank you for your time and attention. And people of God, you can get a broadcast of tonight's message. Simply text us on tonight, 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Or you can simply text on tonight. That number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. 1-8. Amen. So we bless the God again for you, people of God. We want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Amen. Prophetess Duncan will be our speaker tomorrow night. So we just want to invite you to come on out. Come on out and be with us. Amen. Don't miss it. Don't miss what the Lord is saying. Amen. So we just want to say a word of prayer. Prophetess tonight, Father, we thank you, we praise you, in you, Jesus. We're thanking you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for your servant tonight. Thank you for covering her. Thank you for keeping her, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you today to be a shield about her. In the precious name of Jesus, bind up every hand and every work that will seek to come against her and come against her ministry. Father, we do pray all tonight the fire of his anointing over your servant in the precious name of Jesus. Father, keep her tonight. Cover her tonight. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Keep her and cover her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we do give you honor, we give you glory. In that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen, people of God. Again, God bless you tonight. We thank you for coming. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Again, people of God, if you would, join us on tomorrow night. Prophetess Duncan will be our speaker. Amen. And we do thank God for that. Amen. So tonight, glory to God, we're going to turn back over to the woman of God Amen, Jesus, that you can give us the benediction on tonight. God bless you, prophetess. But as you're there, when I hear you.
Bless the name of Jesus. Tonight, God, we give you thanks and praise tonight. We glorify you, God, for what has been said, what has been done, and your presence in the midst of us tonight, God. That hallelujah, Jesus, glory, yes, God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, hallelujah, Jesus, yes, God. Oh, glory, Jesus, be acceptable. And yes, God, in thy sight, oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. People of God, go in peace until we meet again. God bless you and keep you through the night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, people of God. God bless you tonight. Again, we thank God for you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night.
Goodbye.